A new study suggests the Bush administration is undermining one of its own goals. President Bush says he wants to dramatically increase the number of community health centers, government-funded clinics that provide basic health care. At the same time, the administration plans to cut funding for the training programs for doctors who actually deliver that care. Here's NPR's Julie Rovner.
President Bush isn't a big fan of government-provided health care, but he makes an exception when it comes to community health centers.
Since I took office, we've opened and expanded about 800 health centers. There are now 3,700 of these centers around the United States serving 13 million Americans. It is a cost-effective way to provide primary care for those who need help. And I'm going to call upon Congress and work with Congress to put 400 more of those health centers in.
The centers operate in mostly rural and inner city areas where there are few medical services available, and they serve mostly low-income and uninsured patients. But some people wondered if the president's expansion plans were realistic.
The question was whether or not it'd be possible to expand these community health centers if there wasn't anybody there to staff them.
Roger Rosenblatt is a professor of family medicine at the University of Washington. He and some colleagues polled all the nation's health centers to find out. He says the news they got back, published in this week's Journal of the American Medical Association, was ominous.
There were large numbers of vacancies, particularly for family physicians, at a time when the number of students going into family medicine had decreased 52% in 7 years.
Adding to the problem, says Rosenblatt, is the fact that the administration is proposing to cut or freeze the few federal programs that help pay for the training of family doctors.
I think the administration hasn't got a clear, comprehensive picture about how all these parts are tied together. You have to have a workforce to go out there and provide the care. Just having the edifice or the organization isn't enough.
But Elizabeth Duke, an official with the Department of Health and Human Services, defends the administration's budget priorities. She says the federal training programs haven't been that effective in getting services to those who need them.
Studies have shown that the folks who get trained in those programs, only about 20% of them actually work in service to the underserved.
Others say they're confident that health centers will ultimately find the staff they need. Dan Hawkins of the National Association of Community Health Centers says the shortage of primary care practitioners the study found is more ominous for the rest of the population.
This is a story for all Americans, not just for those living in rural and inner city communities, and not just for health centers. We are the canary in the coal mine. We are the ones who can point to what's happening.
And Hawkins says that the government is going to have to step in to address the fact that so few of today's medical students are choosing careers in primary care.
The looming shortage in primary care is going to take a public policy solution. There are no market forces that are lending themselves toward a trend in resolving this through economic mechanisms only. It's going to take a public policy solution.
But Elizabeth Duke of the Department of Health and Human Services says that's not where her priorities are.
We've tried to focus on real shortages that exist now. The nursing shortage is now. The subject that's being referred to in the article talks about the study which projected a physician shortage in 2020.
President Bush likes to talk about market solutions to solving the nation's health care problems, but study author Rosenblatt says the fact that some 46 million Americans have no health insurance and the very need for the government-funded health centers shows that the market in health care doesn't work. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.